Our Lord asks his disciples this great question: who do the crowds say that I am? And of course, the disciples respond, well, some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others, one of the ancient prophets. You know, he's kind of telling what they're kind of saying, what they're hearing. And if we ask this question to people today, we ask in the crowds today, who do the crowds say that I am? We'd probably hear things like, oh, he was a good person. He was a good rabbi. Maybe misunderstood what he taught, but he was a good person. Or you might hear, well, he was a lunatic. He was crazy. He was off his rocker. You're following a crazy person. Some might even say, especially some of the atheists might say, well, he really didn't exist. He wasn't a historical person. Instead, he was made up by these disciples who got together and wanted to found a church. And so they made this Jesus person up. Of course, none of that's true, but our Lord then takes that question and turns it on his head. It says, who do you say that I am? And Peter answers as, I hope we all can answer, the Christ of God. You are the Messiah. You are the Savior. Jesus is not just a good person. He's not just a good rabbi. And he's definitely not a crazy person. He is truly the Son of God. And he is the Savior, the Messiah, the Christ, who came down from heaven to free us from our sins, to save us from our sins, and to bring the eternal life that we seek. And I hope he's someone that we can say that he is worth losing our lives for his sake, and not trying to save our lives for our sake. As our Lord himself says, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Now we all realize, I hope, that we already belong to Christ through our baptism. St. Paul says, through faith you are all children of God in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. We became members of the body of Christ through baptism. We are a part of him, and he is a part of us. So the choice is not whether or not to belong to him. We already do. The choice is whether or not to follow him, to be willing to lose our lives for his sake. In other words, to be willing to die to ourselves, to put aside our selfish desires, our selfish wants, and instead, to follow him, to become his disciple and learn from him and to follow his will. That's the choice that is before us. And if we make that choice to truly be his disciple, not just part of the body of Christ, but truly be a disciple of Christ, we will receive the spirit of grace and petition, as the first reading puts it. Receive that spirit which is the fountain to purify us from sin and uncleanness, that Holy Spirit, which will purify us from our self-will, from our self-centeredness, that drawing inward that we so desire. And that Spirit will lead us to the salvation we desire. So I hope we do reflect on that question, who do you say that I am? And can answer with Peter that he is the Christ of God, that he is the Lord and Savior, and that we are his disciples.